Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the old Rough Rider. Welcome to another exciting episode of Rough Riders Radio. Tonight, the topic, Trump gets the bump in Thursday night's GOP presidential debate. Let's get right to it, shall we? Donald Trump took center stage in the GOP's first televised 2016 presidential debate in Cleveland on Thursday night. Right from the start, when one of the three Fox TV moderators, Brett Baier, asked which of the GOP candidates would not support the eventual GOP nominee in the fall of 2016, without hesitation, the Donald raised his hand. He even intimated that he would entertain the idea of running as an independent. Some say that Megyn Kelly's line of questioning to Trump regarding Trump's misogynist statements regarding women he had allegedly made in the past, cut Trump down to size. Not so. On the first reply, he hurled back at Kelly. Trump said he was only referring to Rosie O'Donnell. I mean, you got to admire a guy. He has a quip at warp speed. The guy has some schmaltz. He dominates. He resonates. The whole place just hums with him just being present on stage. The other bums in the proceedings, particularly Jeb Bush, did not really amount to anything. Certainly nothing earth-shaking. Some in the media pointed out that Ohio Governor John Kasich had a great line regarding unconditional love during the segment on gay marriage. But that is such a low bar with Democrats. I guess for Republicans, that amounts to a watershed moment. Whoopee! Who the hell cares? The biggest loser of the night was Jeb Bush. Insipid, lackluster, tame, professorial, unassuming, half-hearted. There was absolutely nothing about him to even remotely suggest a leader of presidential caliber. He's a government policy-oriented type, but he is not presidential caliber any more than the rest of the ragtag lot of GOP 2016 candidates. Christie, the governor of New Jersey, put Rand Paul in his place regarding the NSA's overreach and Paul's contention that no bulk data collection was warranted under any circumstance by the NSA. Christie then retorted that Paul could blow off hot air in a congressional subcommittee meeting, but that he, Christie, as U.S. Attorney General in New Jersey at the time of 9/11, had profound, real-time, real-world security issues to deal with. Well, that pretty well snuffed out Rand Paul. But I am no fan of Chris Christie. He's got Bridgegate to deal with. Trump more than held his own and gave as good as he took. He even mentioned that the government was saddled with $19 trillion in debt, and that he was just the kind of guy that was needed to handle that matter. And he said it in a matter-of-fact tone, demonstrating that, notwithstanding specifics on issues or other candidates, he clearly sees himself as the firmly established front runner with an open road to barnstorm this country in 2016 in the thunderous fashion. If anyone got a bump from Thursday night's televised debate, it was the Donald. GOP voters love, they even crave, an audacious, smug, shoot-at-the-hip type of personality. We only have to look at George W. He's not exactly the brightest bulb in the bunch, but he's the guy with the biggest balls. Trump is going to rearrange the chairs in the GOP in 2016, and it ain't going to be pretty. The GOP has gone from the good ship Lollipop under Ronald Reagan to the Titanic. R.I.P. GOP. Well, that wraps up another episode of Rough Riders Radio. This is the old Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, you ride, we ride, but you decide.